morning. It's cold today. So find your comfortable seat on your mat. Let's close our eyes as we begin the preparation for our practice. Today, let's take our hands and lay them on our heart. Just gently begin to rub the area of your heart center. On this cold morning, let's begin with some warmth at our heart. Imagine a light beginning to shine here at your heart. And through our practice, we'll let this light glow brighter, reach farther, shine brighter. So each of us is completely unique. We all have our own strengths, our own challenges, our own way of looking at the world, and our own way of doing things. So let your practice today celebrate how unique you are. Let your own light shine as only yours can. So now with a heart a little warmer, let's leave our hands on our lap as we drop our head down, let it rock from side to side. Come back again to center. We'll take our hands to a prayer at our heart. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now take hands over to the right side of your body, and with an inhale, sweep them up and across the sky to the left. And then with the next inhale, reach them across the sky to the right. Like your fingers are painting a rainbow across the sky. You begin this practice with movement that follows our breath to warm up our body and let that light grow brighter. And then come up to the sky and exhale, take hands into your heart. So let's leave here today, not feeling like we've been worn out, worn down. Feeling like we've been lifted up. Not feeling like we've been beat up. But feeling like we've been loved completely. Inhale to the sky. Exhaling, let's fold into a forward bend. Hands come onto the mat, and now we'll step our feet back. We'll curl our toes under, and we'll lift our hips to the sky. Take a nice stretch into downward facing dog. Welcome to your body today. Practicing with a deep awareness of the sensations in our body, of our breath, of being present to the moment. Lift under the toes now. Lower one heel at a time down toward the ground, and feel the stretch coming into your legs. And then we'll walk our hands back to our feet. A standing forward bend. Let your low back release, your middle back, your upper back. Gently, gradually letting go. And now with hands onto the mat again, let's walk our hands forward. And come back to downward facing dog. From here, we'll lay our knees to the mat. We'll sit down onto our heels. And with an inhale, spread your arms open wide. Let your light shine. Exhale, bow. So continue flowing now, the heart opening and the bowing. Let that light you awakened in your heart begin to grow brighter. This movement of our body like a bellows, fanning that flame. And then take the next bow right into child's pose. Take a few moments to adjust this child's pose so that it matches your own unique needs. The place where this feels like a nice resting spot for you. And at any time today in our practice, feel free to come back here. Take time for yourself to reflect, to rest. But since we're just beginning, we'll save a rest for a little later. Spread our fingers wide and curl our toes under again, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's step our right foot forward. Left knee comes onto the mat. Inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling one. Exhale, hands come back to the mat again, where we'll step back. And with an inhale, our shoulders come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, arch up into cobra. Exhale, push back into child's pose. From here, let's inhale, rising up to the sky, up onto the knees. Hands reach up to a prayer. Exhale, come back down. Reach arms forward, let's curl our toes under, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, come down. Step back. Inhale, shift forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, heart lifts into cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. Rise up onto the knees, reach up, let yourself shine. Exhale, hands to the heart, sitting down. Reach forward, toes under, kneeling lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward, kneeling lunge. Inhale to the sky. Exhale to the earth. Step back. Inhale, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhaling, child's pose. Inhale, rise onto the knees. Greet this beautiful day. Exhale, sinking down, reaching forward. Tuck the toes under the feet, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. And with an exhale, we come down. We step back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhaling, child's pose. Turn the toes, step up onto the knees, reach up. Exhale, come back down. Reach forward, turn the toes under, downward facing dog. This time, let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Take an inhale that lifts you to the sky. And exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, reach up and dive all the way down to a forward bend. Inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, lower down again. Take hands to a prayer that runs right up the center of your body. Catch a little of that light at your heart. Reach up and open wide. Let your whole body say yes. Inhale to the sky. Exhale to the heart. And once more. Inhale, reach up and dive all the way down. With an inhale, lift up halfway. With an exhale, lower down again. Take a prayer in your hands that traces right up the midline of your body. And then that prayer opens up as you say, yes, I'm letting my light shine. Reach up, and let's take hands to the heart. Step to the front of your mat, a sun salutation. Inhaling, we reach up and touch the sky. Exhaling, let's sit our hips down into chair. Inhale, rise up. Take a little back bend here if you want to. And with an exhale, we dive all the way down. Inhaling, halfway up again, long, straight back. Exhale, hands come to the mat as we step our right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, so your knee up or your knee down. Your unique way. Exhale, hands to the mat. We step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back again, downward facing dog. Right leg reaches to the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And with an exhale, our hands touch the mat. We step the left foot up to meet the right. Catch a wave of breath right up to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale. Reach into the morning. Take the back bend if you want. And then exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, hands come to the mat and our left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, come down. We step back again. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. With an exhale, it's back to downward facing dog. And this time it's left leg in the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, find the mat. Step to the front. Inhale, heart and hands lifted high. Exhale, chair. Inhale, to the sky again, the little back bend if it feels good for you. Exhaling, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let hands come to the mat, step your feet back. Find your way to downward facing dog. Now here we'll stay for a moment. Present to our breath, present to our bodies. We all have many qualities, traits, and talents that make us unique. Tailor your practice to celebrate the new uniqueness of your own body, your own spirit, your own light. So now that we're a little warmer, let's step into our standing flow. First, looking to our hands, let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale to the sky. Take a prayer to your heart. And as we do, we'll step our feet together so our legs come right beside each other. Inhale, hands reach up in a prayer. Exhaling, trace the center of your body all the way down to the earth. With an inhale, let that prayer rise up again. And as it reaches into the sky, we'll come up onto our toes. Fully present here. Now keep your arms up, take them to your heart. Sit down into a chair, come all the way into a low squat. Uniquely yours, wherever it feels right for you. And then we reach up again, standing up. Exhale, hands down, heels down, hips down, chair pose. So feel the strength inside you in this chair pose. Recognize your many strengths and celebrate them. Now let's twist this chair first to the right by taking our left elbow either between the knees or around to the outside of the right knee. Let that leverage turn your heart around to the right. If you like arms spread wide here, feel free to go there. If you like keeping a prayer, choose that. Tailoring this practice to your body. Celebrating your strengths. Accepting your limitations as places to grow. Now let that twist unwind. And with hands at the heart, let's reach to the sky. Exhaling, trace the center of your body all the way to the earth. Inhaling, the prayer rises up your body again. And as it goes up into the sky, we come onto our toes once more. As before, stay here. Take hands down, sink down, wherever it feels okay for you. Not feeling beat down, but feeling lifted up. Let's reach. Exhale, hands down, heels down, hips down, chair pose. Feel your strength. Tap into that strength that's deep inside. And let's twist again, this time to the left, taking the right elbow between the knees or around to the outside of the left knee. Now make this chair uniquely yours. The squeeze of this twist, twisting out the stress and tension in our body so that we can shine even brighter. Unwind the twist. And once again, with an inhale, prayer reaches to the sky. Exhaling, let that prayer trace your center all the way to the earth. And inhaling, the prayer rises up again. Into the sky, up onto the toes. And be where you feel like being. And then inhaling, we rise up again. This time, drop your heels down and exhale, dive all the way to the earth. Hands come onto the mat where we'll walk or jump our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Now bring the right knee into your body. Shift forward, plank or kneeling plank. Let that right knee and foot hug into your body as you hover here. Feeling the strength inside of you. I celebrate my strength. Now send the right leg to the sky. Roll your right hip open and bend your right knee so it points to the ceiling. And then as if that were the tip of a pencil, circle your knee around and around as we begin to open our right hip. Explore your range of motion. And then right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward. Lay the back foot flat down. Reach up, warrior one. Today I give myself permission to be greater than my fears. Feel your foundation. Let yourself feel fearless. Strength you've awakened. Now with your nice deep breath, let that light at your heart begin to spread through your body. Are you present to this moment? Are you present to your foundation? Are you present to the lunging of the front knee and the support of the back leg? Are you present to your spine lifting, your heart opening? Now take hands to the heart, let's straighten the front leg. In just a moment, we'll be taking pyramid pose, so if you want a little step in first, you can take that now. Let's shift our hands around behind our back, either taking hands to the low back or making a prayer behind you. And with straight and supportive legs, let's begin with a little back bend. Just a little trace of a back bend as we lift our heart up. Let your light shine. And then tip the hips forward, come back up, and come right into the pyramid pose. Extending a straight spine over the straight legs. In your own way, where it feels right for you, you're welcome to change your arm position at any time. This is your practice, and only you know your body best. Find that place where you don't feel beat up, but you feel completely loved. You don't feel worn down, but you feel lifted. Every long, slow, deep breath, we find our way more into the pose, but even more importantly, more into the inner experience. Now take hands to the mat. Let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we're back to downward facing dog. Bring the left knee into the body, shift forward, hover in the plank or kneeling plank. Hugging everything into your center where that strength is, but still breathing evenly, deeply. Now take left leg to the sky. Roll the hip open, point the knee, and draw the circles with your knee that help you to feel the opening in your left hip. The head of the femur, exploring the joint. Yoga is so wonderful for keeping our joints flexible and fluid. The difference between feeling old and feeling young. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot. Reach up, warrior one. I give myself the opportunity right now to feel stronger and greater than my challenges. Be present to every moment of the pose. Be present to the inner experience. How does this pose affect you emotionally, energetically? Not just physically. And then hands to the heart, straighten the front leg. Again, on the path toward pyramid pose, feel free to take a little hop in if you want to. Hands behind the back, wherever they feel okay for you. Lengthen upward and take the little trace of a back bend. That light inside, grow brighter. Shine farther. And then come back up and tip the hips into pyramid pose. Celebrate your uniqueness by making this pose entirely your own. Feel how with the inhale, you enjoy the lengthening of your spine. With the exhale, you feel connected to the roots of the pose, the grounding, the foundation. And then hands to the mat. Step back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, it's back to downward facing dog. Right knee into the body, shift forward, plank or kneeling plank. Again, we hover. We build strength inside and out. We build a strong immune system. Build a strong mind. And then right leg to the sky. Roll the hip open, point the knee to the ceiling, circle it around and around. Every time, our hips becoming more open, more fluid. Right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So stay on either the toes or the back knee. And then we'll reach up. Give myself permission to feel joyful, to leave this practice feeling lifted up, not beat down. Now from this lunge that reaches to the sky, let's extend it forward, creating a long diagonal line that reaches from the tips of our fingers all the way down our body. And then staying here, we reach our arms behind us. Fingers join together. And as we push our hands toward the back, we begin to lift up. We begin to open our heart wider. And then releasing hands, again, they reach to the sky. This time, let's take our hands to a prayer and add another twist, hooking our left elbow across our right leg. Slide in, wrap yourself around, and then lengthen and turn your heart to the left, to the right. Twisting out anything left unresolved. Let it go. And then unwind, hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, it's back to downward facing dog. Left knee into the body, shift forward. Hover in the plank or kneeling plank. Connecting to your strength. And left leg to the sky. Bend the knee, roll the hip open. Circle it around and around. And then left leg into the sky and let's step our left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. I give myself permission to shine. Feel that glowing light that started at your heart now spreading through your body. Warming you on this cold day, sending your unique light out into the world. Now extend forward, create the diagonal, nice and long and strong and powerful. Hands behind the back, Fingers joined together, push the hands back and let your shoulders reach back to open your heart even wider. Hands to the sky. Prayer to the heart. And again, we twist, hooking this time the right elbow across the left thigh, lengthening and twisting around to the left. I love and forgive myself for any past mistakes. And then the unwinding of the twist, hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we're back to downward facing dog. Right knee into the body, shift forward. Plank or kneeling plank. Nice and strong. Breathing in, breathing out. Right leg to the sky. Point knee to the ceiling, circle the leg around and around. Feel your hip growing more open by the moment. Right leg into the sky. Now take a big step forward. Plant the back foot open wide, this time warrior two. Ah, that hip opening really helping us come into a nice wide warrior two. I honor the best parts of myself and share them with others. Let that light in your heart spread across your arms. Reach up into your head. Reach down through your torso and out through your legs. Now with a little reach forward, turn the right hand up. Now streak it across the sky like that rainbow and open your right side body. Reverse warrior, lengthening. And then bend the right arm, lay it across the right thigh. Left fingertips point to the sky and we open into the side angle pose. I honor the best parts of myself. Share them with others. Let your heart keep looking upward as your body becomes more and more open and free. And then coming back to the mat. Let's step back to side plank with the right hand on the mat. So either begin with plank pose and turn it over on its side, or step down onto all fours, taking knees to the mat, and then stepping the left foot back, left arm to the sky. Sorry, that was right hand staying on the mat. Each pose uniquely yours. The place where you feel lifted up, where you feel completely loved. Come back down to the mat. Let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Left knee into the chest. Come forward, plank or kneeling plank. Our last time here. This is our last standing series. Connect to your strength. You have more power than you ever dreamed. Left leg to the sky. One more time, bending the knee, circling it around and around. Preparing to step into that last wide open warrior two. Create that opening in your left hip. Left leg to the sky. Great big step forward. Plant the back foot, spread out wide into warrior two. Continuing to reach outward and share the best of you with others. We all have unique gifts and talents. Celebrate that. Celebrate your uniqueness. Celebrate everyone else's uniqueness. Oh. Without changing the legs, reach forward, turn the left hand up, streak it across the sky. Reverse warrior. How good it feels to open our side body. And then bend the left arm and lay it across the left thigh. Side angle pose, point right fingers to the sky. How open can you be today? How present can you be to this moment and this experience? Can you let go of everything around you and find that place where you feel lifted up, completely loved? Come down to the mat. Step back to side plank, this time with the left hand on the mat. So again, either from plank pose turning over or from all fours. Turning in the opposite direction this time. Right arm reaching skyward. And come back down. Step back, our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, we push back, downward facing dog. From this downward facing dog, though, we'll lay our knees to the mat. We'll push our hips into our heels. And we'll come to rest in child's pose. Feel the light at your heart spreading throughout your body. Until you feel all lit up inside. Feel alive to your gifts and talents. Feel alive to your challenges and welcome them as opportunities to grow. Feel the light all around you, surrounding you from others. Slowly, let your eyes look to the front of your mat again. And here we'll spread our fingers open wide. We'll curl our toes under and we'll reach our hips to the sky. Taking a nice slow entry into downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And from here we'll gently roll all the way up. Where our hands will reach up to a prayer. And we'll welcome that prayer into our heart. We'll take some balancing. So let's begin our balancing on the right foot, and today we'll start with warrior three. So create the foundation through your standing leg, and then let's reach arms to the sky. We'll tiptoe the left foot back and create a nice long straight line in our body. Stay here or let yourself soar. Use your arms as a counterbalance in any direction, but find where you can fly, wherever that is. You are surrounded by light and love, and anytime you need to come back down, that's fine. Be uniquely you. Now from this warrior three, let's dive down into the standing splits. As the head drops down, the foot reaches up, but just to your own degree. And then we'll take the right fingertips in front of the right foot for half moon pose. Standing tall onto the right leg, we'll slowly rotate our hips open so they're stacked up on top of our right leg. Maybe the arm will lift up, maybe you'll open completely sideways. But if that's not where you are, that's okay. Uniquely you, shining in your own way. And then we come back to two legs. Give your body a little stretch, a little relaxation. And then when you're ready, let's balance on the other side. So again, we begin with warrior three, but this time the left foot is our standing leg. Once you have your foundation, arms to the sky, right foot tiptoes back until you create that long line, and then fly wherever you fly today. present we are, the more steady we'll feel. Now diving down the standing splits. Head hangs down like a grape on a vine. Foot reaches up, everything to your own degree. And then left fingertips in front of the left toes, the half moon pose. Slowly opening laterally, our body facing the sidewall, just to where it can today. And then it's back again to two legs. Chance to release. And then when you're ready, take a breath right up into the sky. Exhale, folding down to the mat. Hands on the mat, we walk our feet back. And now we'll lay our knees down, reaching hips into the heels. Come again to child's pose. If it feels good, walk your hands off to the right side of your mat, stretch into the left side of your body. And then back again to center and off to the left side. Feel the stretch in the right side now. Once again, back to center. From here, we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. We're coming to a series that will be on all fours. So your knees may be more comfortable if you fold your mat up and create a little cushion to place your knees on. So take knees together. Take hands right under your shoulders. And then with an inhale, reach out with the left arm and the right leg. Reaching farther through the fingers and then farther through the toes. Either staying right here or reaching back with the hand and catching the foot in your hand. Finding our center in this unsteady base. And if hand and foot are together, let's reach again. And then keep the leg extended, but set the left hand back down to the floor. Slowly, mindful of the person next to you, open the right leg out to the right side of your body. Holding it up into the air, and then setting it down on the ground beside you. Leg extended straight, stand up onto the left knee for gate pose. Drip the right arm down your right leg, and let's reach the left arm to the sky. And then reach a little higher. And then we'll take a nice curving side bend over to the right. An even deeper stretch for the left side of our body. And then come back down, returning to all fours. We'll take that same thing to the other side. So this time it's the right arm and the left leg that reaches. Every breath, finding more length. Every breath, connecting deeper to our center. Feel as if your arm and your leg are just filled with that light now. Reach back if you want to and catch the foot. And then reach again. And take the right hand down, keep the leg extended. Slowly open the left leg out to the left side of you. Set the left foot to the floor. Stand onto the right knee. Right arm along, or left arm alongside the left leg, right arm to the sky. And then go even higher. And we take the side bend, this time to open the right side of our body by reaching to the left. And then come back down. Still on the knees, this time for camel pose, a back bend. So shift your knees now a little wider apart, as wide as your hips or even a little wider if you prefer. Toes tuck under this time, and we stand up onto both knees. Take your hands to your low back and make fists right here. And then feel yourself rising up from your foundation. As you do, slowly roll the shoulders back and let your heart begin to lift upward. Let your light shine. Take this back bend only to where it feels safe and comfortable. To where you feel your heart open wide. The front of your body, stretching. And then slowly come back up. As we fold that back bend into child's pose, let your mat back out to its full length. And then settle into child's pose. Let your back relax and release. Feel the warmth that you created just in the beginning, rubbing your heart, now spread throughout your body. All lit up inside. Now let's walk our hands back in toward our knees again, where we'll cross our ankles and come to sit. Stretching the right leg forward and then the left. Let's take a forward bend. Inhaling, our arms lift, our torso lifts, our heart lifts. And then exhaling, we tip our hips forward. Close your eyes and take a nice, long, relaxing forward bend. Wherever that is for you. It's much less important that you're able to touch your toes. It's much more important that you try to touch your heart. So that you leave here not feeling worn down, but feeling lifted up, all lit up inside, completely loved. Our stressful lives beat us up, wear us down on a daily basis. We don't need any more of that. Lit up inside, lifted up, completely loved. And then walking hands up the legs, let's bend our knees and take ourselves all the way down onto the floor. So roll yourself gently and carefully down. Once you find the floor, hug your knees into your body, rock side to side a little bit. And then come to a nice centered place on your back. Reach arms to the floor behind your head, lift legs to the sky. Working on some strength in our center, let's reach fingers up into the air. And then finding the strength at our center, we lift head and shoulders off the ground as we reach fingertips up toward the toes. Keep breathing. And then come down. Now let's weave the right leg around the left leg. Our fingertips reach to the sky, and again, the strength at our center is what lifts us. When we work on strong abdominal muscles, there's a tendency to hold our breath. Come down again. Legs straight, fingertips to the sky, lifting up. But instead of holding our breath, let our breath flow. Lower down. Now braid the left leg around the right leg. Fingertips up first so we're not swinging ourselves up. Then with the strength at our center, we're lifted off the ground. And this time as we come down, let's slip the left ankle onto the right thigh and thread our hands through around the back of the right leg. Lay your head down, bring the legs in toward you. Find the opening that feels magical for your left hip. That last storage bin in our body for stress and tension. This a chance to pop the lid off of that storage bin. Let all the stress and tension gently leave our body. With every breath, enjoy the letting go. Enjoy the feeling of freedom and space you create. And then releasing the hands, legs straight to the sky, arms to the floor behind your head. Point the fingertips up and then find your strength to lift right off the mat. Still breathing. And then come down. Let's start with the left leg this time. Wrap it around the right leg. Fingertips up and be lifted right off the mat. And then down. Both legs straight. Fingertips up. Lift it off the mat. Still breathing. Present to the strength at the center of your body. Come down. Wrap the right leg around the left. Fingers up, be lifted. And as we come down, slip the left ankle onto the or right ankle onto the left thigh. Take that hip opening now to the other side. gently releasing our right hip, breath by breath. Enjoying the letting go so that we will feel lifted up, all lit up inside, completely loved. And then let the hands slip away. Let both feet come onto the floor. Let your head rock from side to side. And we're ready now to move into inversions. If you feel safe taking a shoulder stand, very carefully lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders. Hands support you by holding at the hips. Or if you prefer a bridge pose, plant the feet on the mat, lift the hips and spine off the ground to create a bridge with your body. Feel how your heart is lifted up above your head. Prioritizing our heart over our mind. And feel relaxed, renewed. Enjoy your breath here and all of the wonderful sensations of these poses. And then just slowly, gently, one vertebra at a time, begin your way back to the mat. Laying yourself lovingly down again onto the floor. If you've been in the bridge pose, hug your knees into your body, stretch your back a little bit. And now let's take fish pose. Feet on the floor, we lift our hips enough to slip our hands underneath our hips. Legs extend on the floor, and we'll sit on our hands to tuck our elbows and forearms underneath us. So now all propped up here on our forearms, let's reach our collarbones behind, or excuse me, our shoulder blades behind us, and our heart to the sky. Head falls back until there's an opening down the neck and throat. The heart wide open, soaring on the wings of your collarbones. And bring the head back up. And gently, lovingly lay that fish pose back onto the mat. Slide the hands out from under your hips. And let's reach our hands to the floor behind our head now. Walk your shoulders and hips farther apart from each other as you get even longer. And then reach down for the right knee. One last twist. Hug that knee into your body. Then guide it across to the left. Turn your head to look to the right. Yourself relax completely into this twist. Remember that the poses we're doing are not the goal themselves, they're the means to the goal. The goal is to feel lifted up, all lit up inside, completely loved, connected to our heart, to all of our gifts and qualities. Now let the right hand or left hand go as you roll back onto your mat. Find your way back to the center again. Stretch the legs, reach the arms, walk the shoulders and hips farther apart again. And we'll reach down this time for the left knee. Hug the left knee in, guide it across to the right. Turn your head to the left. What last things do I need to let go of in order to feel my very best? In order to joy that state of being where I am connected to who I am deep inside without the distractions, stress, tension of life. And then releasing the right hand, we fall gently onto our mat one last time. Find your way to the center and feel free to grab something now to stay warm. We've come now to our final relaxation. Lay yourself out completely onto the floor. Close your eyes. Feel the light at your heart has now spread to every cell, every pore of your body. Feel yourself all lit up inside. Give yourself permission to shine. During the quiet hours, beyond dusk, before dawn, may we take time to think over events from the day and plan for good in the morrow. In the light of day, may we extend our personal borders, caring and sharing expansively, so the world glows bright from our presence. May we blaze as beacons of harmony, lighting the path ahead. To nurture efforts toward lasting peace, may we act with kindness toward all, embracing our family and friends wholeheartedly, ever gracing our worldwide family with love. In the light of day, may we extend our personal borders, caring and sharing expansively, so the world glows bright from our presence. May we blaze as beacons of harmony, lighting the path ahead. To nurture efforts toward lasting peace, may we act with kindness toward all, embracing our family and friends wholeheartedly, and ever gracing our worldwide family with love. Leave here today, feeling all lit up inside, lifted up, not worn down, and not beat up, feel completely loved, and let your light shine, lighting the path ahead. Feel ready now to begin bringing your practice today to a close. Take a moment first to enjoy whatever closure feels appropriate for you today. And then when you've embraced that closure of your own, that can be now, that can be later. But when you're ready, roll over onto your right side and let yourself bask there in the shining light of your own presence and the shining light of the presence of those that surround you. And then in your own time, when you feel ready, return at last to the comfortable seated position where we began this practice today. All lit up inside. Feel yourself lifted up, completely loved. And let this moment be a moment of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how wonderful you feel. And just as we began, we stretch our neck as we drop our head and let it rock from side to side. And then back again at center. Allow an inhale to carry your arms up to the sky. Hands meet in a prayer that comes first to our forehead. for shining light in our thoughts today. And then to our lips for a shining light in our words. And to our heart for a shining light in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have a wonderful day.